We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer, presented by Security Screen Masters for Windows and Doors on News Talk 840 KXNT.
In the debate between the Trump administration, mostly Democrat members of Congress, and a budget that addresses border security and illegal immigration, not all the focus is on the so-called wall. Securing the border between legal ports of entry has certainly been the main focus, but the latest wrinkle is over curbing Customs and Immigration Enforcement, or ICE. Democrats claim ICE agents often go too far in the enforcement of our immigration laws. They claim ICE detention policies are often unnecessarily harsh. When it comes to illegal aliens caught inside the U.S., Democrats have proposed a limit to the number that can be detained. They've gone as far as to suggest that the detention of these illegals should be based on the level of threat they pose to the general population. If an illegal alien has created no crime other than the crime of breaking into the country, they ask, why should he or she be detained? If the illegal alien has committed a minor crime, such as stealing a pack of cigarettes, they ask, why should he or she be detained? They're willing to be somewhat flexible on more serious violent crimes. Now, to this end, Democrats also want to reduce the number of beds ICE uses to detain immigrants who are here illegally. Republicans don't want a detention cap of any kind put on ICE agents. The question is, why should we put an artificial number on the enforcement of illegals captured either at the border or inside the U.S.? The charge given to ICE is to seek out and detain people who illegally entered the country. We have a policy for admission of immigrants into the U.S., and ICE is the institution that enforces that policy. This parallels the concept that we have laws for all citizens and residents in the U.S., and police agencies are charged with enforcing those laws. If you don't like certain laws or certain policies, you seek to change them in a legal fashion. You don't tell enforcement agencies to just ignore those laws. Now, the rub is that Democrats want to redefine the idea that if you've broken the laws of the land to enter illegally and are operating under the radar, you should be left alone. Why bother people whose only crime was that they broke the law in the first place to illegally enter the U.S.? Why can't we just turn our heads and a blind eye the other way? Why? Because the respect for law and order has been diminishing for years. The lack of respect for laws that address drug issues has led to an easing of most drug laws in the U.S. As a result of media sympathy with demonstrations that derided law enforcement in general, people are now more willing to challenge local police officers when they're stopped for traffic or other minor violations. Recently, more violators seem to be willing to shoot at police. Gangs in Chicago and other crime-infested cities have become more and more brazen in carrying out their murderous activities. We need to look no further for the reasoning behind these actions than the diminished lack of respect for law and order and a lack of respect for law enforcement officials. Democrats aren't just carrying on about the so-called wall the president wants on our southern border. They reveal their real agenda by wanting to further erode whatever respect remains for those who enforce the laws of our land, be it ICE or local police officers. It's only common sense that Republicans have got to draw a firm line in the sand. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.